Happy Easter. How many children are here? You can be seated. How many children are here? If you're honest, we're all children at heart. And I'm going to talk to you about Easter. Now you may say, what is this stuff? I don't think my father ever saw me wear a tool belt, but that's another story. I want to talk to you about something today, particularly to the children. How did people know that Jesus Christ had been raised from the dead? How did people know that? Because the Gospels tell us that Jesus went to Galilee. Went to Galilee. That was a place in the time of Jesus. It's where people lived. It's where people were in need. It's where people were poor and oppressed. And Jesus went there. And his disciples went with him. His disciples went with him to Galilee to help people and to touch people. And so what I want to talk to you about today is Easter, how do we show in our world that Jesus is alive? How do we show that Christ had been raised from the dead? We do it by going to places in our community where we can help people, where we can help people and be that life and that life and that hope that Jesus gives us. And so one of the places that we're going to is Southeast Raleigh. And we're working with Habitat for Humanity. That's what this is all about. Habitat for Humanity. Many people have been working there during this last Lenten season. Some have been there quite a few times. I got to go there and help out, and some of our clergy were there helping out. Now, the day I went there, I did a lot of painting. That was the big task that day, was painting the house. But there were some other people who were using tools that really would frighten me. There were drills. Kathy was drilling into the floor and helping build this house. Some folks were up on the roof on a ladder, putting nails in the roof. One of the things Habitat talks about is the theology of the hammer. Theology of the hammer. Making a difference in people's lives, building homes for folks who find housing to be unaffordable. And that's what we're doing, working with a family. The grown-ups are working with a family to make a difference. Flashlights. There are some dark places underneath some of those areas. What else do I have here? A level. You ever see one of these things, anybody? You can tell if something is level, see if something is, you know, working out right. And we use these screwdrivers. We're making a difference in people's lives by simply building a house. And I want you to think today, the children, about how you can help people and show that Jesus Christ is alive in our world. We handed out some things to the grown-ups today. You have an insert with the numerous things that we're doing here at St. Paul's. Our Refuge for Refugees, our Habitat for Humanity, Wake Interfaith Hospitality Network. Our youth are going to be going to Washington, D.C. to work with the Samaritan Ministry of Greater Washington, which is a place that serves, an organization that serves homeless in Washington. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of homeless people in our nation's capital. And a bunch of Episcopal churches have gathered together to make a difference. To make a difference, our youth are going there as well. So today, I want this to be an image for you of what Easter really can look like. It's one thing to say we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, but all of us have to go out into the world and let people know that by helping them in their lives, by building homes for some, giving food to others, and being in friendship with these folks. Because for the adults, sometimes these are folks we wouldn't know in our lives. And so when we go beyond the walls, when we go to the periphery, when we go to places that we don't normally go to, we meet people. And we enter into friendship and relationships. So maybe for the children at school, maybe there's somebody in your class that no one talks to or no one reaches out to. Maybe you could be friends with that person. Maybe there's kids in your neighborhood that you can be friends to. So I want you to think about that. I want the children to remember that Easter is about the day that Jesus the Christ was raised from the dead, but it's also about us going forth into the world, showing that life, making a difference, making a difference. What I want you to do is talk to your parents, because on April 7th, 8th, and 9th, St. Paul's is going to be working on our Habitat House. You can go there any time and work during this time. We're coming to the end of the build, but maybe the children could ask their parents, are you going to go over there and help Mommy or Daddy? And sign up on the 7th, 8th, or 9th to see if you can be of help. I'm kind of teasing. But today's offering, the loose plate offering and our Easter gifts go to the Mission and Ministry of St. Paul's. And friends, this is what we're about here at St. Paul's. For those of you who perhaps are visiting or are in town visiting family and friends, this is what we're about here at St. Paul's, going beyond the walls, going to the periphery, making a difference in people's lives. And whatever gifts you offer today makes that difference, has a tremendous impact on people's lives. And invite you to be as supportive as you can today as we gather together. And I'm going to give the children a gift today. You're going to get this when you get your Easter basket later on. It's a piece of paper, and you can build a little house with it. My chimney fell off as I was coming into the service, and I didn't get a chance to color this yet. But you can take this home with you and cut it out, and you can tape it together and make a house. And I'd like you to go home with this piece of paper today. You'll get it a little later. And maybe a family member or somebody will help you cut it out and color it. Create a house. And let this be a sign to you of what new life can look like in people's lives. Reaching out, touching people, loving God, loving our neighbor, changing the world. You can say that with me? Love God, love your neighbor, change the world. That's resurrection. And let us go forth and make a difference in our world.